WW4MKH. I'm back. Man, that first sip of coffee in the morning sure does taste good.
And they say, I agree, but half of mine's already gone.
This means you got to start on the second cup.
Fortunately, I'm going to have to make another pot. Me and the wife go through 25 cups, so I'll have to make another big pot. But the radio you're on, I love the sounds of that radio. It's doing you an excellent job.
This is an old Yaesu 1900, I think it is. I've had for, probably 15 years or better. Did some time in the car. Most of the time it stayed in the shack when I was in Florida. Give me your call sign phonetically. I was trying to look you up out there on QRZ.
It's Kilo Mike 4 November Alpha Papa NAP NAP.
Ed, I was messing up the first part of that. I had the NAP part right, but I kept getting like KI4, KA4. I couldn't get that second letter for some reason. But I got you now, and I remember we've talked before. Hey, your retired police officer says there. Yeah, I'm not retired, but I was an ex-police officer. I didn't stay long enough in that or in the Army as a military police to retire from it, but I love those days.
Maybe Friday. Yes, sir, I really miss it. I've been retired coming up 22 years, and I tell you, I miss it every day. Wish I could go back.
DFW Mobile.
Man.
Hope everybody's doing well.
But as expected, just be careful, because if that windstorm hasn't reached y'all yet, it might pick you up a little bit.
Now getting here.
Thing, take your time, don't get in a hurry, and just watch out for Big Gust. I mean, it came through here. It was so bad it woke me up. It was roaring.
I always take my time. I got an hour and a half to make it 20 miles.
Make it. Did Miss Susan go get her another Jeep?
She went in for an oil change and came back with a different Jeep. I guess that counts as changing the oil.
Expensive oil change.
They gave her a good deal on the trade-in on hers. And then hers was a pretty nice Jeep. She hated to take it off on the gravel roads and stuff like that. This one's more set up for, you know, going out on some back roads and stuff like that. It's got bigger tires. It's shorter. And then, so she really likes it.
I can imagine knowing her Jeep she traded in was pristine.
I gave her 28 for it. I see they got on the lot for sale for $32,500. It only had 29,000 miles on it. It was a 2020.
She go quick.
I stay there long. Get 28 miles per gallon out of it on the highway.
That is excellent.
That one had a V6. This one's only got the four-cylinder turbo.
Fine truck. If I'm on the road, I can get 32 miles out on the highway, and it's got over 300,000 miles on it, and around town's like 24, 25.
That's pretty good. I can see the wind blowing the rain across the road now.
Be careful, because it was bad over here. It takes a lot to wake me up here lately, all the medicine and stuff I'm having to take. Because this, I don't know, rash or whatever it is they want to call it. But it woke me up, and it woke me up quick as soon as it hit. Air Marshal.
I was just looking at the radar here, that storm, and looks like it may slide just south of me. And, I don't know, it depends how much it's moving east and how much it's moving north on us. So, we'll see. I pulled all my antennas down, or disconnected all the antennas overnight in case there was a bunch of lightning or something in it. But while I was sleeping, now I'm up. I'll keep an eye on that. Question for you there, Ed. Do you know Mike, was it N4 MLC, lives down there in Seneca?
Don't believe so.
And actually, he's the net controller today on a 40-meter net at 7225, 9 o'clock this morning, called the Country Hams. I know he lives in Seneca, and, you know, it's not that big of a place, but so I was just curious.
I know a lot of people more by face than I do by name, and I guess that's sort of my downfall, but I'll have to look him up and see if he's got a picture of him. I'll see if I recognize him or not. KM4NAP Friday.
That was N4MLC, and I looked him up on QRZ, and this is a picture of his shack, no picture of him. I've never seen him face-to-face. We've talked on the radio plenty of times, even when I was in Florida. But I was just curious. It's not a big deal. I, like you, I recognize a lot of faces. I know a lot of names, and sometimes I can get the two of them matched up correctly.
Kind of like me, showing up. You go to school with and graduate with 300 people, and then you see them 50 years later, and you're scratching your head saying, now, who was that?
Problem with Facebook, too. Why is this guy a friend of mine on Facebook? Who is he? You know, same thing. I don't see many of my people I went to school with, but I guess I have a couple friends, which I don't see often, from elementary school still, so we're all getting old, I guess. I'll be 69 in another 2 months, so we'll see how that goes. I may not even remember who I am by then.
70, and I'll be 71 in September, so I know who I am, but sometimes I forget where I'm at.
You get Patrick out there, though. Take it, buddy.
Yeah, I hadn't heard him. I just turned 65 this month.
Coming down the mountain, he's still in the blackout.
I heard him come back. I don't have that repeater over there plugged into this one, and I don't think I will since, like I said, this one's coming out of the shack. I'll wait and plug it into the other one.
Just looked him up on QRZ. I recognize the name. Now I've got to just put a face to it.
Like I said, I've never seen him, so I wouldn't have a face to match to it. I can just make up one, I guess.
Don't think about how ugly I am, because I'm uglier than Papa. So, KM4NAP Friday.
MKH Friday. I learned a long time ago there are people that are better looking than me. There are people that are uglier than me. There are people that are richer than me. There are people that are poorer than me. I'm just a middle-of-the-pack kind of a guy.
Can't tell us something good.
Anything good right now. Well, the rain's kind of slacking off right now, so I guess that's a good thing.
Back off here, I mean, it's still raining, but it's still going, but it's not as bad as it was.
It's supposed to be out of here by about 8, I think they said. KN4 TFW. Back on HF, I ain't been on HF in, it's been 6 months.
Get on there. I'm catching up with you on the countries. I'm up to 118 now.
Happy beat. I hadn't looked.
Catch up with my mentor.
I hear you on that one. With your mentor, your radio.
The Arabia, and I got the Western Sahara.
The only country I have that counts as the Africa is the Canary Islands or something like that. I haven't made any contacts on the continent itself.
One contact in Ghana, and I heard Angola on couple of weeks ago, but I didn't try for
them. You've heard a couple of them down in there, and that, but it, you can't compete with the 1500 waters.
Propagation. When 100 watts can reach them, the 1500 watts is overshooting them. How many foreign countries you got on yours?
I thought it was up in the 80s, but I'd have to go over to WRZ and see if I can pull up my log and see.
Get Ken back on here on HF, and we'll sort of all three hook up and see who can outdo who. We used to do that all the time. And I'd spot somebody and I'd tell him, he'd spot somebody, he'd tell me. It was a blast.
Do that in Florida here about 15 years ago. We'd all sit around on the local repeater just BSing our way around while spinning the VFO looking for people on HF, and then we'd fill each other in. We actually had, I had a 100-watt, or like 400-watt amp, I think it was, there in Old Yaesu. I think everybody in our group had owned it one time, and I was passing it on to somebody else in there. But those were the fun days. Actually, though, the bad news is all but three of us have gone silent key since then, so kind of missed that.
In that, but I run barefoot. I don't have no plans on ever putting an amp to the radio. As long as I can make contact with 100 watts, I'm just as happy as old Fat Pig. It's Yaesu STDX 3000. She pumped it out there, and I'm content.
Morning, dude. KN4TFW.
Hey, was that you, Ed?
It's that old pot belly, toothless hillbelly over here.
Just got down here. A storm woke me up. It's still doing it, too. Had a mean storm came through here about 15 minutes ago.
Hey, I'm going to swing in and grab a biscuit real quick. I'll be back in a minute. KN4TFW.
And you going to eat?
Trying to figure out. The only log I've got online right now, easy enough to get to, is the QRZ one. I always update that. I used to update Logbook of the World, but since they had their crash, I haven't been back over there. Just a pain in the butt to start with. But I'm trying to figure out here how many I've got. But they don't seem to be giving me a total. It's just I have to run down and count all the little ones and look at the little confirmed boxes or something.
Mine, I got on my QRZ, it has it right where the line right above where you start entering your, where it's logged your contacts. Mine shows total contacts, how many is confirmed, and then the next number over is contacts, what I call overseas.
Okay, I see it there on the log. I was going over looking at the award stuff, which I think they're just trying to sell me on a certificate or something over there. Let's see, QSO's 1,015, confirmed 796. Oh, as good as I thought. Country's 43.
Good. I got over 3,200 contacts, over 1,700 confirmed, and of course I got that 118 overseas contacts. So, you just need to get on there and we'll just see if we can stir up something over the weekend.
So that, I haven't really tried to, you know, work all countries or anything on the DX. That's one of the goals for the new shack when I get it built. So, at least by sometime in June, I'll figure out how to use that Flex 8600 and then I will start chasing a little bit more seriously there. I would like to get it, but I've just been kind of piddling with it here and there and just taking whatever happens to anybody I talk to. The some of those are on FT8, FT4. I guess probably the bulk of my stuff is on single sideband, though. That's my main mode of communication.
KN4TFW, I'm back.
Getting by a biscuit for us.
So long, I figured you already ate breakfast.
Cup of coffee, but if he's going to be like that, not buy us anything, forget that. Get your own coffee, dude.
My coffee already. I had mine at 4 o'clock.
It's early.
Evening.
Okay,
make coffee, make lunch, then 4:30 to 5 is get dressed and take a shower, and then 5 to 5:30 is sit there, drink coffee, and wait on time to go.
Let that soak in, Ken. Whenever I wake up, I feel like I gotta go pee. And so I get up, come in here, flip on the 2 meter on the repeater here, and start bringing up the HF part of the station.
That's whenever I get up, when I wake up and feel like getting up. Good this morning, but that storm, I couldn't go back to sleep because of that storm.
Keep your generator came on.
Oh, we could have had a power outage. I forgot all about that. For that thing, you know, power to go out for at least an hour, just to see it happen, you know. It was last Wednesday or Wednesday before. I was going to wait on it, and we decided to go to that Chinese restaurant down there in Seneca. And, man, we were down there when the thing kicked on.
Monitoring set up for it.
Crazy Eddie, I don't want to do that again. Boy, that was, you got to go out to the generator and do that. That's a pain in the butt. Watch it on the cameras, and I forgot. And was that last Wednesday or the Wednesday before?
I think it was last Wednesday.
Come on today, then. I was thinking maybe I could catch it today, but I don't. I guess it was. Yeah, Ed, you, doggone, you like to eat there too, don't you?
Yeah, the KM4NAP Friday. But y'all talk about generators. When I was going to college, I worked in a gray mill shop. And my job was to take care of the generators for the plant. And believe me, when them suckers come on, they were packing some juice.
What were those putting out?
We're talking 50 years ago. I couldn't tell you if I had to. I couldn't remember if I wanted to. I'd love, wish I could, but I don't remember. It's been this too long. Two of them to look after, and every Friday at 12 o'clock, as soon as it hit high noon, they both cranked up.
They looked.
Well, let's put it this way. They were so big, I don't think you could fit it in the barrel in the back of a semi-trailer. But had very, 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 very little bit of trouble out of them.
It runs on natural gas, but it'll do the house. That's all it'll do.
To get me one, but I don't know. I'm just old country boy. Back when I was growing up on the farm, power went out. We lit up the oil lamps and sat around the kitchen table and played cards all night.
Days, especially the ones Susan's work with, they don't even know what an oil lamp is.
Go and try and buy some of that lamp oil and see if you can find it. I looked for 2 weeks trying to find some for my oil lamps. I'm just about out. I'm going to have to go get some more if I can find it.
You bought some on Amazon. They got a lot of it.
Be some, because like I said, I'm just about out. I've got 3 or 4 oil lamps around here, and just for power outage. And I tell you, it's sort of nice just to sit back and just watch them glow and not have to worry about anything. It brings back a lot of memories, I reckon, but it just seems like you just go back in time a little bit and you seem to relax a little bit.
Oil lamps that she wanted, and got the oil, and you can, and I bought wicks. Till you get extra wicks, you buy that. You buy a roll of wicks.
A couple that they have mantles on them, and that those things are as bright as the 60-watt bulb.
But you pumped them up, put white gas in them, and they had little mantles, and boy, those things were bright. Little lanterns.
They use when I go fishing.
Right now. They still sell them.
They got them now where you can just screw right onto your little propane tank.
This is bright.
Yeah, Roger.
to Amoco and get white gas for them.
But the heavier part of that is about 5 or so miles south of us. The worst part's going to slide by just underneath us over here. W4MKH for ID.
4AZE.
SW, man, the lines out here in the interstate suck.
X.
Good morning. Morning, dude. Good morning again, Marshall. Ed. Yeah, coming down 275 here. It's calmed down now that I've got down out off of the mountain.
In the other room for a minute, where I can turn on the porch light out over the back deck and see how hard it's raining out there. Be back.
He's dead in the middle of it right now. I'm looking at it on the radar.
4ZLE, good morning, gentlemen. Raining pretty good down here on this northbound 85, about the 29-mile marker.
Yep, KO4HK, be careful out there. Good morning, Anthony, KN4TFW.
4AZE, dude.
Hey, it's KM4NAP.
Yes, traffic's pretty heavy, too. Everybody's kind of sticking together in packs. Coming off of my six-day off stretch, going on the six-day on stretch. I'm inside all day, not on these ambulances running up and down in the weather and stuff anymore.
Imagine how bad that's going to be today.
They're about working countries.
Polk County now, over into Rutherford County. And like I said, just missed us. It's raining pretty good out there. And the one moment the rain seemed to be coming from the west, and the next moment it's coming from the east. So I guess we just moved behind the backside of it.
The rain slacked up over this way, KM4NAP Friday.
A little bit. We're right in the middle of it, but it does sound like it's easing.
Out of it.
This is just a long squall line, and my radar feed here on my software is about 2 minutes old, and this looks like it's just come through Inman and into Boiling Springs now.
Into the east of Boiling Springs. Yeah, I'm right here at 85 and Highway 9.
There you go, do you?
And I'm off the interstate.
Here in the Pelzer-Piedmont corridor of I-85.
Inside most of the day. Probably run over sometime around lunch to Columbus. Got to get Tractor Supply and pick up some deer corn and pick up some bird seed for the squirrels to steal away from the birds out there. Wife enjoys feeding them.
After this thing goes through, we might be okay.
Stuff on the backside of it, but this is a very narrow band of rain, looks like. I've got, so far now, 0.3 inches of rain, and before the heavy stuff started moving in, I was down like 0.08 or something like that inches.
Bit of a rain gauge, but when it first got here, it always comes in with a blast. I mean, all the wind comes with it, and then comes the hammering rain.
Here on Black Friday, I made it one of my goals was to get a weather station for outside so I could track stuff here. Because the closest they could find online to me was over in Green Creek, rather, and then up in Rutherford Town. I'm like right in the middle. So I got tired of averaging the results from those two places to kind of guess at what my place was like. For ID.
Patrick.
Depending on where that rascal was at, I would say he's probably switching over from his car to his truck.
High mountain, you're right.
You get him a sausage biscuit or something.
One of those ever since Ken said he was going to get a biscuit.
Walk in there in the kitchen a few minutes and microwave me one up.
Get through the rain from the shop to the house to do it.
So what, did you walk in the rain down to the shop to get on the radio?
Yes, I did. I got soap coming down through here. I did it quick as I could, too. No, it's I guess it's about 50 feet away or something like that. But, man, that little short run, you get soaked.
Requirements is to keep the shack in the house and, you know, kind of argue with wife on that a little bit. Keeps me from expanding out too much, but I do love being able to get up out of bed and walk into the shack without having to get dressed or get cold out in the cold or out in the rain or anything.
And upstairs, bonus room.
But the only thing I've got down here is this little 2-meter radio.
Those are cheap, man. You could put you one of those in the house too, or get a nicer one. Good excuse to get another radio, but get a nicer one to do cross band repeat out in the shack or the garage out there, and then get you a small HT for inside.
HT, that I got it, I don't know, a year or two ago, but I don't know what I did with the darn charger. I need to get up and find that thing. It might be in my truck.
Putting up with all the accessories sometimes.
Going back and forth to helping Patrick during the storm after the Helene came through, and I had that little HT is all I had, and I didn't realize my truck's got a 120 or 110 outlet in it, so I said, well, darn, I can put that thing and plug it in there and charge it up, because as long as you're listening, it's fine, but when you start talking on it, it starts dropping pretty quick, so it's probably in the truck somewhere buried. When I was talking on the handheld, Dale, K4RXI, he's in Williamson. He heard me. He's an old friend, and he popped up at the house here with this radio, and he said, here, he didn't like the way I sounded on the HT, so he gave me this.
What brand, Jason?
20, I think it's a 2300. It's a mobile unit, and I just took some coax and ran it out the door and stuck the little mag mount on the roof of the building here. Because it did have you stick it on the roof of the truck and ride around was what I was doing. And then I guess we got finished up, and I just brought it down here. You know, magnetic little antenna, little wire.
I'm not sure what to do about my other radio coming in. I've got an AB switch, so I can switch my HF antenna out there between two radios. That's what I'm doing right now. I've got the Anytone DMR radio off, and so this one's got to switch over to it.
I've got the, it's an old one, but it's a, it's an Ameritron switch box, but it will not do 2-meter.
Again, I've got a J-pull in here I built years ago out of an old TB antenna. If you want to use that, you're welcome to it.
Be honest, I don't do the HF much anymore, just once in a while, but even this, I just do. The only time I use this is like when I talk to you guys in the morning, and sometimes most time when we get done, I'll turn it off, but then sometimes I'll turn it back on and listen for a few minutes. But yeah, I'm not in the radio like I used to be. I think I've worn it out.
I had $8,000 in the last month on HF equipment and other radios, so I guess I'm still into it, at least until I run out of money or the wife kills me.
Get into it. I don't even keep a pen near me or pencil or anything. I don't write anything down anymore. I remember people's names, and I don't do any DX or anything. All that stuff's over with. I just lost interest in it.
Was interested in it now, I'll get in even more trouble with a wife. I still enjoy it, still gives me something to do. I find I don't like a lot of people out there, so I'd just rather be on the radio. Much nicer bunch of guys on that overall. Unless you get over on 7200 and listen to those idiots. And other than that, most people on the radio are pretty good. W4MKH for ID.
Hey guys, I'm going to say 73 to everybody. I hope everybody has an awesome, safe day. And I'll catch you guys again in the morning. KN4CFW.
And KO4HKX.
Have a safe one, Ken. N4AZE.
Yeah. again, stay away from that storm as much as possible. W4MKH.
7-3, KM4 and AP Friday.
Have a good day, Ken. Be safe. I'm the same myself. I'm pulling up here at work, too, guys. Everybody have a good day and stay safe out in this nasty weather.
Anthony.
KL4HK, be careful.
7-3, Anthony.
Be safe. Go ahead.
The people and all. I've got a group that I jump in the evenings occasionally and talk with. They're nice guys. But, it seems like, and I hadn't done this 2 meter. I'm new to this 2 meter stuff. But the 2 meter is the people, for some reason, are so much nicer than on HF. They're polite, they're organized, and they conduct themselves much better than they do on the HF.
Maybe because, I could be out at Ingalls tomorrow and run into you. A lot of these guys on HF are scattered all over the country and world, and I'm not likely to see them. So when you run into people like that, you tend to be a little bit nicer.
And it may be that, but I know I tell you when it really gets bad, is when they run these little contests on the weekends. Man, people, they just get so rude.
In a contester, I will just leave the radios off on the weekend when there's a big contest going. You can't go over to 17 and to 24, get on the work bands and stuff, because you're not allowed to contest on those, but that helps some. But the major bands, 40, 20, 10, 15 and things like that, they are a mess. They're like wall-to-wall signals.
And they're rude. I mean, you can have a conversation going, and they'll move right in there with you. I mean, half a KC away and start CQ and whatever. But now the 17 band and those other ones, they've changed that. They call it special event stations now, not contests, so they can do it on 17, like these parks on the air and things.
Yeah, I like parks on the air. I like chasing them, and I've done at least one activation. I'd like to do some more if I'm getting too old to traipse with a bunch of radios into the woods or something like that. But, it's a contest. They don't call it that, and they'll swear it's not, but essentially it's nothing but a small contest.
They get away with it that way, It's I guess it's part of that DEI stuff. I don't know. But, hey, I got an idea.
DEINet?
Oh, no, let's start one, work all dollar stores.
And almost. I don't think I'm going to live long enough to do that.
I'm just kidding. Parks.
Shot, or who knows what, if you tried to work a Walmart from in their parking lot. There's some weird people to go to Walmart.
You all right about that?
Yeah, I don't go to Walmart. I hadn't been to Walmart in years. Last time I was in there, I said, I'm not coming back. I was afraid I was going to stick to something.
Hey, y'all ever watch the YouTube videos only in Walmart?
Two of them.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty funny, too.
What are they doing?
You name it, it's there. It's just in a Walmart store.
Dress.
I've got around him like to go to Lowe's, but it's not as bad as Walmart, but...
Float over down here on 25, where 414 crosses.
I like to go these days for something like that is Publix for groceries, Harbor Freight for anything else I like, and then the Tractor Supply Store. That's about it.
Fly.
Not much on Harbor Freight, but I like Tractor Supply. And if I can find an order or two, I like to go in there. But I haven't seen any trees down, dude.
Yeah, I like Tractor Supply. They built a Harbor Freight down here or something about 5 minutes from here. I went in it, I don't know, a year or so ago. Right after they built it and walked around and looked, I bought a little fan out of there, and it works good. A little cheap little fan, that you can, portable thing you can set around, like a little turbine fan.
Hold up to what Patrick sells, but You know, I need a screwdriver or a wrench maybe once a month, if that, if I had made it straight. But for guys like me, yeah, I think it works okay.
That stuff is ridiculous. Longevity of it, probably the same.
But Patrick's stuff is more expensive, but somehow or another they got to pay for his radios and stuff and for him to be on the radio here every morning. So I'm good with that.
About what we pay for, right?
You know, I'm bad at losing stuff. I know I've got it. I know what room it's in, but I still can't find it. I told my wife yesterday I got to get a new iPhone because mine keeps wandering away. I've lost it like 3 or 4 times in the last 2 days. Oh, it is a 13. I think the 16s are out. W4MKH for ID.
No, I was talking about you.
And so I knew what you were talking about. I was just not going to admit to it.
Okay. Check on that about your knee.
That process Friday.
Doctor about physical therapy, and she was going to look at it for me. I looked at it a little bit, but I don't know. I don't like anything to surgery, so this may be an option. If it works, I'd be willing to do something like that. But I haven't decided. How do they apply that stuff, and how's your buddy working out with it? Now, it's been, what, about 3 weeks since he had it done?
He's done good. Tony's done real good with it. It worked for him. He had an operation scheduled and he canceled that and did this, and he said he's glad he did. He didn't have to do that operation. But you say you're doing something Friday, Patrick?
Appointment with the doctor to get the process started and see which way they're going to recommend.
Maybe the soft wave will work. But that'd be good if it would.
Patrick, I need to find one. Take a look at my knee, I guess.
Right now, with my injuries, we got to just start at the family doctor, your general practice doctor. So that's my first visit.
Back through the chain then, huh?
For everything you can get.
My wife's doctors, because she went to a regular kind of a doctor and then to an ophthalmologist, and then up from that one up to a retina specialist. And then the MRI and the whatever they did, where they ultrasounded her knee. And now, I guess, Monday after next, she got to go back to the doctor and they'll find out, tell her what they found out.
Driver's license this year, it's been 10 years, and I don't think my eyes are going to make it.
License is still in Florida. In fact, Florida's still my state of residence because I got the house down there. My boys live in that. The oldest boy is getting married next February, and after that, he wants to start looking for a house, him and his new wife. And then if they do that, I'll probably bounce between here and there a little bit more often. Now I'm going down 3 or 4 times a year for a week or two at a time, and then back up here.
Well, guys, I'm going to use this opportunity to bow out. I'm at my first stop. I got to get things opened up and ready to go. Good to hear all of you this morning. I hope all of you have a safe, productive day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen.
Good to talk to you, and stay safe in this weather out there. I'm gonna do the same thing. Just check me out, guys. Enjoy it. I think it's Ed and Marshall's what's left. We will catch you guys later. Patrick, have a safe one. N4AZE.
Thank you, Patrick. You stay safe out there. You stay dry trying to get back up to the house there from the shack. You have a good one, too. Ed, I'll be around off and on in here, so maybe we'll talk again in a minute. W4MKH Friday.
Patrick, KM4NAP Friday.